Hey guys, welcome to Fear the Walking Dead, an unofficial podcast about the AMC original series, Fear the Walking Dead. My name is Mufsa Mahboob, and I've watched every episode of AMC's Fear the Walking Dead. If you are tuning in to hear the Walking Dead for the first time, what I do here is talk about everything about this week's current episode of Fear the Walking Dead.
You can find more this of my podcast we'll be discussing on filmdashbook.com
episode 5
by searching
which
up
is
Fear
titled
the Walking Dead.
Captive.
You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com.
So, I think the big question on everybody's minds from last week's episode was whether Alicia could be able to save herself from the situation that she created herself. Because it did seem like she was working Jack when she was offered to go with him in order to help, you know. Because it did seem like she was trying to work Jack a little bit when she was offered to go with him in order to save her family. Not that she wasn't actually willing to make that sacrifice, but she did recognize that Jack had some feelings for her and begun to toy with him a little bit. So did that same momentum work for this week's episode? Well, kind of. She kept on toying with Jack with his affections for her to her advantage. Though it should be noted that Jack's overall endgame was just to run off with her alone. No Connor, no family, just to the two of them. It should also be known that Jack is not that much of a great character. But in the end, our characters sort of fumbled into their way to victory. Alicia snooped around Connor's giant ship, protested someone, and then actually fought against a pregnant lady. But in the end of her ploy with Jack, never even got used because Madison ended up showing up with her own plan. So Alicia's biggest move here was just jumping off that ship after she saw her mom and Travis had a rescue craft available. It was a bit of a letdown that she didn't do more to free herself than just running when the timing was right. Plus, the weekend at Bernie's plan that Daniel cooked up was pretty crazy. I guess I could forgive it for two reasons. For one, the zombie apocalypse is still new to people, so maybe they can't instantly recognize a zombie walk or dead gurgle. I mean, this week, it even seemed like Madison didn't even understood that everyone who dies comes back as a walker. So as usual, there's still a lot to learn. Secondly, I just automatically back whatever I said about Daniel's play is. Pretty much like Strand and Nick, he is a character I feel makes some cold, but maybe not bad decisions. And these are the characters that we, in zombie TV shows or movies, can easily latch onto. So because he came up with this idea, to pass Reed off as a regular non-zombie human, it felt alright. Also, he even had this crazy, but I think it just might work, attitude. But anyway, I can't bury the lead here. Because there's a reason why Madison's plan to swap Reed for Travis got all screwed up. All because Chris is Chris, and Chris isn't that good. From the moment that Daniel told him to just stay by the door and not engage with Reed, it was more like Chris is going to find a way to mess everything up. He's not just going to sit by the door. He's going to get increasingly angry with him and not listen to what Daniel told him about the guy being all talk. Yes, while the rest of Chris's family has been trying to get under the skin and inside the heads of their attackers, Chris will let the guy die, because Chris will pretty much let the guy die anyway. I mean, sure, Reed was going to turn at some point, because he was tied to a chair anyway. So both Chris and Alicia kind of blamed themselves for their part in this mess, although Chris was probably the least to blame here, since he was, you know, stuck all by himself over the coals for not shooting at some strangers. Part of me wishes that the show swapped his intensity of guilt with Alicia, who at times felt way too calm for someone who brought down hell on everyone because she was lonely. So what was it about Connor's whole pirate gang? Has his empire already went down? That wasn't much of a challenge. Of course, Jack's still around. As with the pregnant woman, my question is, will Alex now come after Travis and the others? And yeah,
that Flight 462 character's name has somehow now become Alex. It was Charlie on the IMDb page ever since the webisodes came out last summer, but somehow they got switched. So Michelle Ang's character is now called Alex. But either way, she seemed to really hate the fact that Travis put her and Jake out on that raft. But despite the fact that she's done way worse to people in the name of protecting someone, let's just put it this way. Travis didn't kill her. She's murdered people for suggesting that it might be cool to kill the teenagers she barely knew, who was dying a painful death anyway. But I didn't really get the anger at all. But all I can say is that she's angry, but also a hypocrite. Overall, Captive had a really good storyline. It held a lot of promise, but it never really came together like it should have done. Alicia should have been allowed to do more to come up with her own escape plan. And then that zombie plan that Madison and Travis seemed to work only because the show wanted it to work. Also, at this point, Chris needed to get towed behind the Abigail on a raft. But still, I did enjoy Madison and Daniel taking control of the situation. We just headed into this big problem against two strong forces only because they had no choice. Well, that's it for me, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Here to Walking Dead. You can find out more of my work on film-book.com. All you have to do is search up Mufsin Mahbub or Here to Walking Dead. You can also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/MufsinNY. If you've listened to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review our episode. Let us know what you think. And if you are listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and also leave a comment in the comment section. Tune in next week when we review the latest episode of Fear the Walking Dead. This is me signing out, Deadwalkers. We'll see you next time.